it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to another Gold Standard podcast. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera here with a very special guest. If you consumed any of the NFL draft, and let's face it, you did, you saw this man, Mike Greenberg of ESPN. Greeny, thanks for the time.
It is always a pleasure to see you, Stats. I apologize for being in a car as we have this conversation, which people watching can see and people listening have no idea. So let's hope the signal works out well. Let's hope the signal works out better long term than I think the 49ers wide receiver room is going to work out long term. Let's see how this thing goes.
That's how you want to start the interview. Okay, that's fine.
Well, I know that's the topic of conversation, and I don't know. You got to explain it to me. Like, explain this to me like I'm 8 years old. You have Brandon Ayuk and you have Deebo Samuel. Why would you not keep that together?
Well, did you watch the Super Bowl? Because I watched Deebo Samuel get 11 targets in the Super Bowl and he caught 3 passes. He really struggles against man coverage. He has to have a lot of his touches kind of spoon-fed to him by Kyle Shanahan. And he's really expensive, and he misses games every year. That's a tough combination.
Fair. That's fine. I mean, I think Ayuk has really come into his own, it seems to me, as one who pays attention, A, because I cover the sport like everyone else, and B, because I play daily fantasy every week. I mean, Brandon Ayuk is, I think, single-handedly beat me like 4 times this year. So I feel like he has come into his own as if he's not a one, he's a one, you know, one with a, you know, one sharp or one flat or whatever the musical reference to it would be. And I don't know, there's always been something about Deebo I like, but you obviously would have a much more intimate knowledge of that than I do. I was surprised by Ricky Pearsall. I think he's a good player. I did not think he was going. What did he wind up being? The 5th wide receiver off the board, 6th wide receiver off the board.
Yeah.
I was surprised he went ahead of Keon Coleman. There were a few guys I was surprised he went ahead of. Did he go ahead of Xavier Leggett? Doing this from memory now. Leggett went with the last pick in the first round. Yes, Buffalo traded that to Carolina. So we'll see. He made the prettiest one-handed catch I've ever seen in my entire life. And I think he's a good player. Xavier Leggett, actually, I think, is the reincarnation of Deebo. So he could have actually sort of filled the same role and done so a lot less expensively. So I was a little bit surprised. I was just trying to make an introductory reference that would play into the theme of the conversation.
Well, so the Pearsall pick has been controversial because a lot of 49er fans were very upset by it. But I felt like it was much more well-received by a lot of the NFL draft media. You were surrounded by the best in the business. What was their reaction to Pearsall?
Mel likes him a lot. I think Lewis likes him a lot, too. To me, it's not a question of whether he's good. This was the deepest wide receiver draft ever. And I think we're just going to keep saying that every year because the college game has evolved to a place now where that's the best position to play. So the best athletes are going to all become wide receivers because they make so much. Every kid who would have grown up to be a running back when I was growing up will now grow up to be a wide receiver. So the best athletes are all going to go to that position. I think it was well received. I think we were all still kind of reacting to the Bills basically gifting Xavier Worthy to Kansas City, which I will never get over. Like, I will never understand that as long as I live. I mean, that would be like the 49ers gifting the Rams, whatever exactly, like a defensive tackle to replace Aaron Donald, like the one thing they desperately need most. It just made no sense to me. And I think we were still kind of buzzing from that. And then the receivers started going, I think all told, receivers went off the board with four consecutive picks and sort of all seems like it happened in a dream now, but Pearsall and Leggett and Keon Coleman and one other receiver all went, and they're all good. And like none of them, and it really all depends on what flavor of ice cream you like, right? Like when I was a kid, there used to be something called Spumoni. I don't know if they still make that anymore, but it was like a little square of ice cream. And it was like one third chocolate, one third vanilla, and one third strawberry. And I was the only one I knew who liked the strawberry best. But they were all good because they were all ice cream. So you can like whichever one of them you like best out of those guys, but they're all good. So ultimately, it's a question of how he'll be used. And between Kyle Shanahan and everybody else there, I would be as confident that he'll be used well as I would be any receiver or any offensive player on any team in the entire NFL.
You mentioned the Bills trading with the Chiefs. The 49ers actually traded with the Chiefs and the Eagles. So the two teams that have ended the 49ers seasons in the last 2 years, the Niners let them leapfrog them in the draft. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I don't love it either. Everyone has sort of shouted me down on that. You know, football makes for strange bedfellows, and you have to just – the one extent to which I guess I get it is you don't start where you were last year. Now, with regard to the Chiefs and the Niners, I guess that makes some sense because they've actually met in the Super Bowl twice in the last whatever that is now, 4 years or 5 years. But to me, I wouldn't do it. Like, to me – if they're coming up to get somebody, it means that's who they want. And I am as interested in not letting them get that person as I am in making sure I get who I want. But everyone has told me they disagree with that. Literally every person I've bounced it off of, you and I stand alone on an island believing that that's the wrong thing to do.
Hey, I'm okay. You know, I saw that we didn't scout Patrick Mahomes and he ends up on the Chiefs and the Chiefs end up beating the 49ers twice in the Super Bowl. We have given them enough help. Okay. I'm all set. And now after the Super Bowl, they re-sign their defensive coordinator. They re-sign their head coach. They re-sign their best defensive player and they re-sign their best receiver. Like they're not going anywhere.
Right. And they bring in the fastest wide receiver ever. That's not an exaggeration. I mean, just let that roll around in your mind. In a foot race, Xavier Worthy is favored against Tyreek Hill. That doesn't mean he's going to be better than Tyreek Hill because almost no one is, but he is faster. And oh, by the way, he's also bigger. So he is exactly what they didn't have. And they won the Super Bowl each of the last 2 years without it. So I think they're going to get better. I think Kelsey is a player on the decline. But still much too good to be overlooked. But they needed another big-time weapon, and I don't know what's going to wind up becoming of the Rashee Rice legal situation in Texas.
Right.
I think there's a real possibility they wind up having to play this season without him. So they desperately needed exactly what they got.
Yeah, great. I'm so glad things are working out for them. I can't take it. I heard Belichick talking about the Pearsall pick. He liked it. I was fascinated to hear his analysis. Have you had a chance to cross paths with Bill since he's been there?
I have not. So I think his first day, the first thing he did was that, right? Was in, and I don't know exactly where they were set up, to be honest with you. We were where we were. I'm like the only person who hasn't seen it. Like, the world loved Belichick. On McAfee, I'm sure he was fabulous, because why wouldn't he be? I'm one of the few people who hasn't seen any of it, obviously, because I was on the air at exactly the same time, every minute of the exact same time. And once I was done, the last thing in the world I felt like doing was watching clips of it. So at some point, if he wants to make his career in the media the rest of the way, literally everyone who knows him, and I'm not one of these people, but everyone who knows him says he's quite funny and quite gregarious and all of this stuff in person, all of the things that he never was publicly when he was a coach. So, and his insight is arguably the greatest, excellent analyst. He'll have a great year with McAfee this year. I just would be really surprised if he's not a coach again next year.
Do you want to interview him? Because I got to tell you, I got the chance to interview Russell Wilson, who, of course, has tortured me for a decade when he was with Seattle. And it was a little, you know, there was a little animosity there. Belichick has tortured your Jets forever. You want to sit down with Bill?
I have interviewed him. I'm not sure if this was during your time on Mike and Mike or not. We had Belichick. I probably have interviewed him in my life 5 times, one of which was when Mike and I did the Halloween show from the stadium in Foxborough, and I dressed as Brady and Golic dressed as Belichick. And Belichick came and did the show in person. That might have been after your tenure with us. So I've interviewed him a few times. Look, I mean, I'm a Jet fan. I will always be a Jet fan, and he will always be the guy who tortured me. But the answer to the question, would I like to interview him, is hell yes. I mean, he's I can't imagine anyone who would have more interesting insight. Like, I'd love to sit down with Belichick sometime in a film room and have him just teach me and an audience things we don't know. Like, there's so much we don't know. I'll give you a quick aside, and it is because it sort of illustrates the point. Many years ago, we were at the Super Bowl, you know, the week of the Super Bowl, and I used to do, not only would we do Mike and Mike from there, but I would do evening sports centers from there as well. So I was in like the room where we were all writing and getting ready to do Sports Center. And we had there was on the television monitor in front of me, a play, like a goal line-ish play, that like a team was on the 5-yard line. I don't even remember who was playing anymore. The ball was on the 5-yard line and they're getting ready to snap it. And it's just frozen. The play is frozen before it starts. I have no idea what this was. It was just a tape someone was making somewhere. Herman Edwards walks by me and he just looks at the screen and he says, "Oh, they got that blocked up. That's a touchdown." Just looking at the formations. And I said, "Does anyone have the ability to roll this play?" And they did. And they rolled it. And sure enough, it was a touchdown. Like, these guys just see stuff we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Belichick more than anyone ever. So just flip it all the way back to the beginning of your question. I would love to interview him about stuff like that. Parenthetically, the last playoff game the Jets ever won was against him. The last time the Jets won a playoff game, they beat New England on the road 28-21. Now, tragically, that was in January of 2001. Excuse me, 2011. So it's been a very long time, but that is the last playoff game we won. They then went to Pittsburgh, lost the AFC Championship game. Pittsburgh lost to Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, and the Jets have not been in the playoffs since. So all of those are interconnected thoughts in the twisted disaster that is my mind.
Was that the Sanchez that beat Brady and Belichick?
Sanchez won 4 playoff games. Go look up how many quarterbacks in history won 4 road playoff games. It will stun you how few they are. And the quarterbacks he beat on the road in order were Carson Palmer, Philip Rivers, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. He went into those guys' buildings. They played Cincinnati and the Jets as a rookie. Sanchez is a rookie. They went to Cincinnati and beat them. Then they went to San Diego and the Chargers are the one seed and beat them. Then lost to Indianapolis in the, you know, Peyton Manning in the AFC Championship game. That was the year the Colts wound up losing to Breeze and the Saints. Then the following year, the Jets come back. They open on the road at the Colts, beat Manning, go to New England when New England was the one seed, beat Brady, then go to Pittsburgh and lose to Roethlisberger in a heartbreaking game.
That was the Doug Bryan game, right?
That was all she wrote. No. So the Doug Bryan game was earlier. Doug Bryan, Herman Edwards was the coach, and Chad Pennington was the quarterback. This Steeler game, the Jets went way behind early, then came all the way back and almost won. And the offensive coordinator, never, whose name was Brian Schottenheimer, is still remembered badly by Jet fans because they had some really questionable play calling in the red zone and didn't wind up scoring what would have been a go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter. So different game. The Doug Bryan game was another one I'll never get over. But that was Herman and Chad Pennington. That was like 10 years before.
I was on a train coming home from New York City when that game was being played, and I'll never forget it because the announcer of the train came on over the loudspeaker and said, in case you're wondering, Doug Bryan has missed another field goal and the Jets are going to lose the game. And the train collectively groaned.
That's a horrible train to have been on. I mean, what a terrible train that was. I have an even worse story than that for you. You're not even a Jet fan.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The year the Jets made the AFC Championship game with Parcells and went to Denver and lost. Mm-hmm. So this would be January of 99. My wife, Stacy, had just started a job at a new company at Starwood. It wasn't a new company, but it was for her, at Starwood Hotels. And she had started like in October or November. And they had their company holiday party in January rather than like everyone else does on December 10th. I don't know why they had it then, but they did. The Jets play the AFC Championship game against Elway and the Broncos. The Jets are winning at halftime. They wind up losing. There's a famous play where they failed to field a kickoff. It's a long story. They wind up losing in horrific, heartbreaking fashion in the AFC Championship game. And I have to then immediately go to my wife's holiday party and meet all her new coworkers and everybody else. All of whom, every one of whom say, so did you see that Jet game? Did you see what happened to the Jets? It was, honestly, it's one of the five worst nights of my life. Mm. That was one of the five worst nights of my life.
Well, we're no stranger to losing conference championship games in San Francisco. Obviously, the 49ers have gone to a couple Super Bowls. It hasn't worked out. They've been in the NFC championship game 4 out of the last 5 years, but Greeny, if they don't go and win the Super Bowl this year and they don't win it with this core of Debo and Kittle and all these guys, what is the legacy of Kyle Shanahan and this 49ers team?
So what is the legacy of Karl Malone and John Stockton? What is the legacy of Charles Barkley? What is the legacy of Patrick Ewing? What is the legacy of all of the great golfers whose prime fell between the years 1997 and 2010. They came along at the wrong time. That's their legacy. Patrick Mahomes is going to, when it's all said and done, is going to be the best there ever was. He was the his was the perfect storm. He came into the perfect situation with the perfect coach, and the misfortune of coming along at the time when Patrick Mahomes was at his absolute best. And I mean, they remain the favorite until Andy Reid retires. I would say at whatever point Andy Reid retires, I don't know how long that's going to be, but he'll be there. You know, he won't be there as long as Mahomes will be there. We'll see what happens when they reshuffle that deck.
Mm-hmm.
But for as long as those guys are there, I mean, the 49ers have been unbelievable. Consistency of the nature you just described is so rare in pro football. What is the legacy of the Marv Levy, Jim Kelly, Andre Reed? Incredible accomplishment. And people will fire back, yeah, they didn't win any of them. All right. They were better than 30 other teams that year. I mean, the 49ers have had a fabulous run. They just lost in freaking overtime in a game that they became the first team in history to lead in overtime in any game and lose. And you know, so you can't get closer than that. So, look, I get it. If you're a diehard fan of that team, as you are, and probably everyone who watches and listens to this podcast are, I understand where that's a huge, you know, disappointment. But through the eyes of an impartial observer, you know, they're an incredible organization. Look, they've overcome something that you should not be able to overcome. When you trade as much as they did, when you make moves as monumentally awful as the actuality, Trey Lance, like, that should cripple your organization. And for them to have maintained this level of winning through that by hitting on, of all things, the last pick in the entire draft is miraculous. I mean, it's like this, they'll write books about that someday. I think Shanahan's an incredible coach. Lynch and whoever it is he has, you know, his team, you would know who they are better than I would, have done an unbelievable job. You know, they're great players. They're an eye blink away from beating Patrick Mahomes twice in the Super Bowl. And who else beat them? The Rams beat them in a tough NFC championship game.
And the Eagles, and when Brock got hurt.
Who am I forgetting? The Eagles. Oh, they didn't even have a chance in that. They didn't even have a quarterback. I mean, they literally,
yep,
they had no, they could have otherwise been the 85 Bears and they would have lost that game. So, like, that's, I think, to sell short what they have accomplished in this stretch of time would be totally unfair to them. That's my opinion.
I agree with you. There are a lot of people in San Francisco that like to refer to Kyle as Kyle Levy, which I think is disrespectful to Marv Levy and Kyle Shanahan, to be honest with you.
Marv Levy's the Hall of Fame. Kyle Shanahan's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Kyle Shanahan is, by the way, how old is he? I mean, is he 50?
No, he's not. So he's
not
still
even close,
young.
Right? So he's gonna, that guy.
He's 44.
Look, if you're ripping, look, no one is perfect. Andy Reid, how many NFC Championship games did Andy Reid lose at home when he was in Philadelphia? I mean, you know, and they ran him out of town. You run Kyle Shanahan out of San Francisco at your own freaking risk. He's not perfect, but he is a great coach. He could coach my team 100 out of 100 times. So again, I agree with you. Calling him Kyle Levy is a compliment to them both. And B, he's a terrific coach.
The argument I get from 49er fans is the Eagles fired Andy Reid and then went on to win a Super Bowl, and Andy Reid did better in Kansas City, and also the Buccaneers fired Tony Dungy and hired John Gruden, and they won a Super Bowl.
Right. And those are two out of something like 1,000 coaches who've been hired in fired in history, and the team didn't go on to do anything.
Yep.
So if you want to play those percentages, I'm listening. But the Jets have fired more coaches since Kyle Shanahan got there than have coached the Steelers since 1969, and we haven't been in a playoff game. So I would say be very, very, very careful what you wish for.
Speaking of your New York Jets, is this Robert Saleh's last chance?
Definitely. It's everybody's last chance. I mean, so they, you know, the Jordan movie Last Dance. I mean, this is exactly that. Like, everyone has 1 year to get this right. This thing is going to, there is no middle ground. The Jets are either going to be like 12-5 and make the AFC Championship game, or they're going to be an abject disaster and they're going to blow everything up and everyone gets fired. And I think that's, so I think with that taken into account, they've actually handled the offseason really well. Like, they've gone as all in as any team ever. And cross fingers that Rodgers is going to come back healthy and he's going to be 60%, 70% of what he was at his best, and that defense remains outstanding, which it is. The additions they've made on offense, you know, with any health at all, you know, is 100 times better than anything they've had forever. And the quarterback play was so bad last year. It's like almost impossible to put into words. I mean, Zach Wilson is like the one draft pick that makes Trey Lance look like freaking, you know, Joe Montana. So like, that was a disaster. They have only up to go. I think there's a chance. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this. I think there's a chance things go really, 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 really well. And I am inclined to like Robert Saleh. I don't know if you ever met him or dealt with him when he was in San Francisco. I don't overall think he is a great head coach. He obviously was a great defensive coordinator. I think he has been a very good defensive coach. Everyone who I know who knows him loves him. Mm-hmm. Like, says he's the best guy in the world. And so I have every reason to believe that's true. So in that regard, I'm rooting for him. So I hope he proves me wrong. He's done a lot of things during his tenure as Jets coach that I've not thought much of, but he's not been dealt a great hand in his defense. So, so to circle all the way back to your question, definitely. I think if this season doesn't go well, everybody gets fired in New York. I think there's a better chance that, excuse me, there's a better chance that I am their coach next year than there is that Robert Saleh is their coach next year if they have a bad year.
Well, I would not be opposed to that. I would not be opposed to you being the next Major League Baseball commissioner, by the way. I am 1,000% down from that. I know you'd get the damn uniforms right, first of all. But I want to thank you for your time. Before you go, I just want to ask you about your book that's coming out in September. Got Your Answers.
Oh, that's forever from now. You could pre-order it right now if you want. It's called Got Your Answers, but let's have that conversation when we get much closer to it. That book's not coming out until September. The first book we did, Got Your Number, is available right now if anyone wants to order it for Father's Day. Got Your Number, I'm the author. The next one will be out in the fall. I'm happy to talk to you anytime. So we can talk about that one when it's much closer to the time it comes out. We can talk about that one. It's time to come out right around the time the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk then and we'll figure out where everybody is. What is your prediction? Will Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk still both be on the 49ers then?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. They're going to both be there, even though if you trade Debo after June 1st, it's only a $6.6 million cap hit. I think now that the draft is over, I don't know what the 49ers could be offered that would get them to trade them away now when you're not really going to get, you know, a return on that trade for a while if it's for draft picks. I think they're both going to be there. I think that the Niners are going to be really good again. They're going to make another run at it. And I think it's going to come down to, like it did last year, the Chiefs recovering 6 of 7 damn fumbles in the Super Bowl and Kyle Shanahan puckering up in the big moments when he should be aggressive. He's going to be conservative. It's bit him in the ass twice in the Super Bowl. And I don't know that he's learned anything from those. So unfortunately, I'm nervous that they're not going to get this thing done.
Well, and I think the other problem you have is that I think the conference is getting better. So Detroit candidly should have won that game in the NFC Championship game, or certainly could have won that game. And they directly addressed their biggest weakness. I think the Packers are a legitimate threat. They're an object in your rearview mirror that's coming on lightning fast. And I thought they had a very good draft. I don't know what exactly is going to happen with the Eagles. Something so terrible happened with them towards the end of last season that maybe the mojo there is just so bad they can't overcome it. But from a roster standpoint, I thought they brilliantly addressed the holes that they had. So I think those three teams are all legitimate threats. I think the Cowboys are going to get worse. I think God bless the Falcons. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, that was a stunningly ridiculous thing they just did. So I don't like anyone in that division. The Rams, I still think the 49ers are better than the Rams. I think if there's bad news, it's before you get to deal with Mahomes. You got to deal with the Lions, the Packers, maybe the Eagles. But yeah, if you had to bet on one team right now to win the NFC next year, you would bet on the 49ers.
I would. I don't disagree with what your assessments were there, but I would say I think this is arguably the last year for the Lions because I think their offensive coordinator, whose name escapes me at the moment,
Ben Johnson.
I think he's going to become a head coach, and I want to see what Dan Campbell looks like without a great, great offensive mind in Ben Johnson there. And I'll take Brock Purdy up against Jared Goff any day of the week. So bring on the Lions. The Packers, you may have an argument there. Jordan Love looked pretty good, although he made one of the all-time bonehead throws at the end of that game in the playoffs. But I'm still confident in this team being the best team in the NFC. Until they prove otherwise, I'm going to go with San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the smart way to bet. The league doesn't usually have the sort of consistent winning that the 49ers have done. They just haven't won it at the apex level. But so at some point it has to come to an end. But someone breaks down that door. But I agree. I would pick them, all other things being equal, right now too.
It's a weird thing because you feel like they're coming to the end of their run. But the fact that they got the quarterback when they did, and the fact that, Michael Penix and Brock Purdy are like basically the same age. Like a lot of these quarterbacks are pretty much the same age as Brock. He's not even going to count against the salary cap this year because only your top, 51 salaries count against the cap. That's how little money he is making. So they have a chance to keep it going, but they're going to have to play their cards right when some of these older guys kind of slide in and out. They're going to have to restock the cupboard.
Who is still young? Kittle is pretty young, right?
Kittle's 30. Bosa's 26. Ayuk is 25. McCaffrey will be, I think, 29. So he's 28. He's getting up there.
By running back standards, he's old. Yeah.
But running backs are replaceable for the most part. Bosa's still pretty young. Warner's pretty young. That's the heart and soul of their defense.
Yeah. Now look, they're good. I mean, they'll be right there with everybody. I just hope that I have a season that when the next time you and I are having this conversation, that there's a reason to talk about the Jets. That's what I hope there will be a reason to talk about the 49ers. Let's hope there's a reason to talk about the Jets.
Well, I would welcome that conversation, especially considering the 49ers' career record against Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, which, if you're keeping track, and I am, is spotless. But I appreciate it nonetheless. Mike Greenberg of ESPN, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Good to see you, Stats.